We asked Julian, can someone really be addicted to food? What does the science tell us?
It's undoubtedly the case that some people have a relationship with food which does have some of the kind of characteristics of an addiction. But it would be easy for members of the public to assume that any small weight problem they had meant that they themselves might be a food addict, and that's almost certainly not the case. The other key issue is that addiction, by its terminology, suggests that people might be addicted to a specific substance. Obviously, the key difference is that you do actually have to eat food to continue living, whereas substances of abuse and alcohol, for example, aren't an essential part of your everyday life. And there's no strong evidence that any individual component of the diet in itself is addictive. We can't really make a direct comparison. Substance abuse disorders are classified as mental disorders according to the kind of international classifications. And that also suggests that to consider food in that context is probably inappropriate. Perhaps considering it more in terms of a behavioural type disorder and the way they consume food, rather than a strictly chemical addiction, might be more relevant to those people who have issues there. And at the moment, a diagnosis of food addiction is inappropriate for most people.